more on Tesamad Aleph. Tanya, Rav Yoshi Oyser, so the Rav Yoshal is Oser Betzli Yubashalach. But there is a zecher that tzli is included in bishul. Shneimar, vayavashlu haPesach beEish kamishpot. So the Torah uses the lashon of bishul, even though what they did is they roasted it. Okay, so where says the chur? We have machlokes between the Rav Yoshia and the Tana of the Mishnah. So the Chara, Rav Yoshi is saying based on the Lashon of Torah. Versus Lo, the Kuli Yama ben Dorim Halacha Acher Lashon Bnei Adam. Marki Asrei, Behasid the Tana, the Dilan Litzli Karle Tzli, Mavushal Karle Mavushal. So the more he brings a pasuk, which means the chara, he's not looking based on what people say, but he's based on the psukim. He means it just as a support to what he's saying, but not that it's really totally in the lashon hatar. So the ran tanya Rav Yoshi oyser. The Nodim and Mavushal, Osir B'Tzli, he holds it's Osir in Tzli. Abishin Rada Dabr, Shatzli Yehebachal Mavushal. Sanarai, but Zechel Dabr, the Chsiv, Vayivashlu HaPesach, they cook the Pesach, a Pesach in an Echel El Tzli, Pesach has to be roasted. We see Vayivashlu. Miolav Raya Gemurahi, Kedomer B'Maskana, the Dorm Halachachal Hashem Aliyadam, so you can't, I mean, so why is it not a good Raya? So, because that's not really what it depends on. Lashon Torah depends on Lashon Adam. Okay, Yerushalmi. Over Biyachanan. So Rambam quotes Yerushalmi. Holchul b'zedarim achal Lashon Adam. Over Biyoshia. Holchul b'zedarim achal Lashon Torah. So we in the Yerushalmi there is a machlokes. It seems that Biyoshia. And in the Yerushalmi's version says you go after Lashon HaTorah, like the more suggesting over here. My Nafik Ben Ehoin, where is the Nafik between the two of them? So Omer Kanam Yayim She'eni Toyim B'Chag. So he said, I'm not going to drink wine on the Chag. So that's the Rabbi Yochanan, also B'Yom Tevachan Shel Chag, that the Rabbi Yoshia Mutter. So people refer to the Shemini Atzeres as part of Chag. In Lashon HaTorah, Shemini Atzeres is not Chag. So they have Karni Yerushi, it's going to be Mutter. So the more note, after Yerushi and Moedish Hu Aser, Yerushi agrees that that case is Aser, because Lashon HaTorah, Chag refers to Shemini Atzeres. Layomer Yerushi Ela Lachumran Adkan. So Rav Yoshi is meant to say, in a case where Lashon B'nei Adam would be a Kula, Lashon HaTorah can add Chumra as well. The film Gemara Dilan, the film of Rav Yoshi of Moida, the in Holkul and B'nei Adam, Achal Lashon B'nei Adam, Shemini Mino, the Bein L'Holkul, Bein L'Hachmer, Hormer B'Chag, Yantav Achron, Shalchag B'Chlal. Whether that would be a Kula or a Chumra, our Gemara holds, not that the Rishalmi, even according to Yerushia, the lach would be that you go up to Lashon B'nei Adam and you make it. So it means the Didan that we hold for sure that you have to go after Lashon B'nei Adam. So the words B'chag mean the last day Yom Tov as well, even though technically that's not the Chag. Ben the Kula, Ben the Chumra. Okay. So the more Kadam Tavshil, so Mishnah said that he's Mutter B'Maisa Kedera Ava. Versus, I don't understand. Well, how many Tavshil? No, he made an Isser from a Tavshil, and it's a form of a cooked item. So I'm Rabbi Haitano, Tomidi, the Misachel, Be Rifta, Tavshil Kareleh. So the usage of the word tapshal here doesn't mean anything cooked. It means anything which a person would eat as an accompaniment, as a dish for part of as a meal. So it has to be something which would be eaten together with bread. Something more about Tanya. Another minute tapshal also b'chol many tapshal also b'tzliu b'sholuk b'mavushal also hitrios rakos. So you also eat these hitrios, which even though they're not normally eaten, but shenshacharlin arklin behenri pita, even person who's sick, since the people who are sick eat it, it's called the tavshul. The Rashi says, the Ran says that the hitrios were a type of a gourd. They weren't which the chiddush being that they didn't normally eat it, but since people which are sick eat it, that's good enough. So the Ran learns that Tanya is not a question; it's a proof. The reason why they're because the Bryce's point is since Charlin eat pita their bread with it, so therefore it's called a tavshul. So you see that the point of the Bryce is that the defining element is to eat bread with it. To eat it with bread. Okay. So the Gemara. So you're saying that the Charlin would eat the Deluyan. The Gemara says, the Gemara is going to challenge that point. Well, Amy, really? Is that so? Rabbi Yirmi Cholash, Rabbi Yirmi got sick. So a doctor came to heal him. So he saw that they had gourds there. Shav came in off, so the doctor left. Amar Malach Moshe Islay Bedein Bebeisa. When Lo Eil Laso, you say. I mean, if they're eating kara, that's the malchum abbas for a charla. So nothing I can do. I don't understand why I didn't tell him to stop eating it. Okay.
Maybe the damage is done.
That could be. The Mursa Lukasha Hubber. So, but the Bryce is saying that charla eat it. We see from the story that it's not healthy. Mursa Lukasha Hubber Hichi Hubba Ashuni. If they're soft, then it's healthy, and if they're hard already, then it's dangerous. Rabbi Bar Ula Omar Hoba Kara Gufe Hoba Gamed the Kara. One is referring to the inside of the kara is healthy. And the outside of the kara itself, is not good for the chayla. Dom of Yehuda, leliba the kara besilka, leliba the kisna bekuska. V'davar zeh osur la'omra b'fnei ha'maaretz. So he says that if you take the inner part of the kara, and you put it together with beets. Or you take the inner part of the flax and you put it together with kuska. Eats good. It's good. See, that's good. But you shouldn't say this over because that's going to endanger the fat flax plants. They're not going to have any linen. Rabbi Omar Man Charlin Rabbanan. So Rabbi says that let's go back a step. That when we say the word over here Charlin, you have it all wrong. For an actual bona fide person who's ill, Kara is not healthy. When the Brisa said that Charlin eat their bread with it, it did not mean people which are sick. It meant the people that meant the Chachamim. Because they have a tendency to be weak in their health because of they stress themselves. And for them, it's not dangerous because they're not actually sick. Rabba Tameh, the verse says Rabba is following the same idea that he said somewhere else. Tamar Rabba, Kaman Matzlilin, when we daven, Al Kitsi Valmari. So who do we, what do we mean when we say that? So we say that the Rosh is Rafei Charle, we have in mind for the Ksi and the Marie. So what does that mean? Command Kribyosi he says he was addressing that we're davening for these people, so why are we davening for them? If they're supposed to be good, they're good. If they're not supposed to be good, they're not going to be good. Like, what are we davening for? So, but you see that he felt there was a need to daven for these people, and that's what we do. So we'll see what these people are in a second. But he says, whose opinion that we have to daven for them regularly is curiosity that the person that it says each day there's a new decision on the person's status. So therefore we have to have a constant ongoing tefillah for these people. But who are the Ksiri and the Mari? So the Mor says Shmaminoa Minamri Ksiri Mari, Shmaminoa Ketsiri is Ketsiri Mamish, those which are their health has actually been already limited, that means they're sick. That's Ksiri. And Mari is people which have the potential for that possibility, and that's the Rabbana. Meaning that it does go to the perception of Allah. Okay. Fine. So, the Homi Tabshal Nadar. It's about 8 lines up, 7 lines up. But my Mutter Ba'ava, the mission says that he can have this Maisa Kadera Ova is Mutter, it's something cooked. So Abaye said, "Haytana, call me to the misakel beirifta tavshal kari lo." He also it's only referred to as a tavshal. It was something you should eat as an accompaniment to bread. Lo ma'isik they were over. Lo misakel rifta baday. Lo make your tavshal. But since the thick type of a porridge, you don't eat bread with it. It's not called referred to as a tavshal. The Morris question was the other way around. Why is he also in the Maisik there Rach? The Lav Tavshul, who it's more, since it's a Mazonis, you don't refer to it as a Tavshul. Mashani Kim and the Misach, the Rifta Tavshul Korah. The Morris answer is, but since people do eat it as an accompaniment to bread, therefore it's referred to as a Tavshul. But Tanya Ben Ichusa, we have a Brisa which is supporting this idea. So it's read gently, not as a question, but it's read as a proof. Vosahitri is rakus, dulium katanim, you can't eat the small gourds. Shacharlan arklan ben pita. So, minikyarv taima, the surah of ne shacharlan arklan ben pita, since the language of the brites is, since they eat it with bread, so what are you bringing the bread for? Just say, because they eat it. So the language of a tavshal refers to something which is eaten with bread. And the more it is challenged the Bryce, so the Bryce says, the chalad eat it, the luyan yafin, the chalad, that luyan are good for a chalad. We have this story over here with a birmiya that he said it was dangerous. So the more says, if it's rechichi, it's malu. If it's soft ones, that it's good for them. Ashuli, if it's kashin, if it's hard ones, then it's dangerous for the chalav. That was one teretz. The second teretz, the Mor says that Rabbi Bar Ula, Bekara gufei is kosher. The kar itself is not healthy. The gavei, the kar mashav asoichoi is mali. That which is inside is good, like the Mor said. The liver, the kar mashav asoichoi, the inner part of the kara. The silka yevashlenu imtrodin cook it with beets, and the liver the kista bekutka you can mash besecha toy loachla im kutach. That which is inside the flax plant is good to eat with kutach, which is a dip. There was also lamer of them or it's kadesh lo yakrup apishin lekat. They're going to start uprooting flax plants to eat them. The Tosfos over here says that the reason why you can't tell that Amoritz this thing And the tale of the rush, the bottom line says, like they feel it's a funny thing to discuss in the Gemara. Everybody knows that already, and the Tosis is a little bit different. He says, like four lines up, we're writing stupid things in the Gemara. Okay. Fine. Man Karlan Rabbanon. So Rabbi said, "Enochanami the kari ben Rechichi ben Ashuni is kosher lechelon." So you're right. Like the start with the Yirmiya for actual chela. Both of these are dangerous. Whether it's soft, whether it's hard, it's not healthy. Ketani shecharlan erklan behen pita. We said that charlan eat their bread with it. Lav charlan mamish. Not referring to a person that's actually sick. Elaman charlan is rabbanon. Even though they're not actually sick, they're healthy, but they have a weakness to them, which that's the only issue. The car is not dangerous. So Rabbi said, "Come on, Matzlin and Aksir, the call Yet Mercies, and we can't stay davening for them." Come on, Kribyasi. Don't repair Perkama the Rosh Hashanah. Adam Nidim B'chol Yoyim. There's a new judgment every day. If you ilo the Rabbanon, this the Nidim Rosh Hashanah, keep the Nigma Dinan, ain't Tfila Mu'elis Lehen. That's Rabbah's point. There is. This is Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The statement of Rabbah is quoted over there in that Sugya of Adam Nidim B'chol Yoyim or Adam Nidim B'chol. There's three opinions. Adam Nidim B'chol Yoyim, Adam Nidim B'chol Shavua, and Adam Nidim B'chol Yoyim, Adam Nidim B'chol Rega, B'chol Rega, B'chol Yoyim, and Rosh Hashanah. Those are the three opinions. Ksiri is Ksiri Mamish, Karlin, Umitri Ksiri, Fisha, Nafsham, Ksora, Machmas, Chol Yoyim. They're called Ksiri because they feel there's a lacking to them because of the illness. Okay. So what's like the pshat that the other man, the Gemara says that Tfilas HaRabim can change a Gzar Din even from Rosh Hashanah? Fine. What about Ava? It's mutaba ava, and it's based on a bias criteria because people don't eat ava together with bread. And the definition of a tavshil is something which is eaten together with bread. So Morris says, Masis and Loika Kibavloi. So if that's the definition of it, the usage will depend on how people eat it. So it's not like the people in Babel, Domer Rebizera, Bavloi Tibshoi, Dochlin Lachmo, Belachmo. The foolish Babliim that they eat their thick porridge together with bread. It's like eating bread with bread. It's like making a bread sandwich. So Reb Zera says that's foolish. That's what they did. So for them it would be called tavshil. Okay. Leka. The mashal lahoin lahalon nekdani the hutzel hadain daisa. Nobody shares with these people which are careful about their food of the city of Hutzel. This daisa is porridge. This is lack of the marshal. We don't have to ask them. I'm sure why. Okay, so they you don't have to ask them how to eat it. So they have a way to do it that should come out good. If they make a porridge out of a wheat, like a farina, so they eat it with a wheat bread, with a sari, balachma the sari, a dilma the chiti with a sari, with a sari with the chiti. So they know how to do this, and nobody seems that, the gersa what he puts in. We don't ask them. I'm not sure why he sends the question. Why would they be their girsa? Such as the girsa equal the mashal. Some people ask them this question. I guess his point is saying, if you hold it, it's tipshus. So then, it's ridiculous to ask the question.
Yes.
Versus Rava Achle B'chassisi. So Rava would eat it together with chassisi, which was you would take kernels of wheat and you would roast them, and then you would then you make a flour out of that, and then you would make that into a I guess he was saying that was the porridge. And you would eat his bread with that. So that was a different type of flavor, so that makes sense to eat it together. Okay. So Rav Ravuna Ashkel Ravuna the Ka'okal Daisa Be'etzba Ose. So he was eating Daisa with his fingers. Amalei Amai Ka'okal Mar B'yode. Why are you eating with your hands? So Amalei Hakan Amar Rav Daisa Be'etzba Bosim. Eat it with one finger, it tastes good. We call the Chayin Betartin. It's even better with two fingers. We call the Chayin Betlas even more with three fingers. I have no idea. Okay. Amalei Rav L'chia Berei. Chayin Amalei Rav Huna L'rabba Berei. It's worth it. If you get an invitation to eat daisa, it's worth it to travel to Parsa to be able to have daisa for a meal. The tura atosa parsa. If you're invited to have meat of a beef, so that's worth it to go three parsa for that. Okay. Rav Chia, Rav L'chia Berei. Chen Omer Rav Huna, the Rabba Berei. So they both are giving over lessons to their children. Kol Midam, Loisifu Kamei the Rabcha. Don't spit in front of your Rebbe. The flavor of a food, person ate and he has a flavor in the spit, don't spit it out. It's not dangerous to re-swallow it. Except for the varmin kara v'daisa. If a person ate kara or daisa and then they got the flavor of that in the saliva, you should not re-swallow it. It's not healthy for you. You need to spit it out. It's like a piece of lead in your stomach, and it doesn't digest. Even in front of the king, it's succumbed to the point that you should not swallow it. Even in front of the king, you should spit it out. Now, I don't know whether that was, just a question of Derech Eretz, or was a question of the push that, you know, spitting from the king was dangerous. I don't know. I don't know whether they used to live in a world that had spittoons. It could be, it was normal to spit even in front of the king. Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda chad ochel daisa be'etzpa osay 1/8 daisa with his fingers. Chad ochel behutzas, one used a like a piece of wood to pick it up. Amalei da'ochel behutza le'da'ochel be'etzpa osay. We don't have who did what, but the one who was using the hutzah said the one who was using his fingers. Apparently, they were taking from the same serving bowl. Al Mosay Atamachileni Tsoyoscha. So you have in your fingers, you have dirt. As you take out with your fingers, you leave some of the dirt behind. So you're making me eat your tsoya. Amalei da'ochel be'etzbosei le'da'ochel behutza. Al Mosay Atamachileni Roikcha. So a person's finger, whatever, any saliva that he has in his finger, he can wipe off. But it's hard to wipe it off of the before he puts his fingers back into the serving bowl. But the one using the piece of wood, it's hard to wipe that off. So each one of them felt their way of eating it was the better way of doing it. Okay. Versus Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Aisa the Kamayu, blue svine. So blue sin changes the order of the not blue pine but blue sin. So this is a type of a fig. If Yehuda ochel, Shimon lo ochel. If Yehuda ate it, Shimon did not eat it. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. If Yehuda said to Shimon, "My time lo ochel, mar, why is the master not eating it?" Amalei Rabbi Shimon. If Shimon said back to Yehuda, "Elu en yotzim ibnei ma'ayim kolikar. They just sit in your stomach. They don't come out." So I'm like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said back, "Kolshken the nistim chalday in the mocher." So if you're very poor, they'll keep you filled up for a few days. You don't have to eat again tomorrow because it fills your stomach for tomorrow. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef Kameder Bitarfin. Omerle Rabbi Tarfin. Hayom panecha tzuhuvim. You have a shining countenance today. You have literally a yellow face, but it means it's a shining face. It looks like you're very happy or very healthy. So he said back, see, he was a Talmud of Tarvin, so he referred himself as. So he said to Tarfon that your avodim, Tarfon was a rich person, he had avodim, went out to the Sada, he brought in for the Chachamim, I guess, to Rodim, beets. We ate them without salt, and they help a person relieve himself. So that makes the person cleaned out. So he looks more healthy. For sure, we'd look healthy. So he looked very very healthy because he was able to the body was able to be cleaned out from all of the tzoya. So this matron, this Roman matron, said to Yehuda, "Mora virove." He looked like this. He had this look in his face, like this besimcha, etc. So she still means he had drank something, but he knows he was passing the challenge. You're passing the challenge, and you're drunk. You can't pass the challenge when you're drunk. You should believe me. If I touch wine, ella kiddusha v'avdalta, rabbi kasi the pisco. The only time I touch wine is by kiddush or havdalah, and the four cups on Pesach. Chukrani tzidoi means pesach v'atzeres. I have such a bad reaction to wine, I get a headache, that I have to wrap my temples with a cloth from pesach all the way till Shavuos. So why in the world do I look so happy? Chacham zalim tarponov. Okay. Only had tzedukah to Rabbi Yehuda, so the tzedukah also saw Rabbi Yehuda looking very happy. Kanecha daimim, ikemav v'ribis, ikemegav l'chazirin. Either because you're making a lot of money on your interest, or you're megav l'chazirin, which also they make a lot of money. You feed them the trash and you make money on it. So I'm a Jewish and neither one of those is an option for me. So why do I look the way I look? I passed by 24 bathrooms on the way to the base medrash. Every day I stop in all of them to relieve myself, and that's why I look well. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda had also the Midrasha Shakal Gulfa Al Kaspe. So he carried this container with him. Amrigdala Malacha Shemachabedin says Baleha. Malacha has advantage, it gives respect to those which do it. Because when he got there, he had what to sit in, he didn't have to sit on the floor. What? He carried this container. He got there, he put it down, he carried a barrel. He got there, he put the barrel down, he sat on the barrel. So the malacha that he did gave him an element of kavod. Reb Shimon the Shokol Tzana Al Kasei took a basket. I guess the same idea. Let's see the run. The fourth line from the top. Masis and Loikav Abloy, Masis and the Shari Alva, Mishub the Loy Misach, the Baby Ifto, is permitted the thick porridge because they don't eat it with bread. Loikav Abloy, Tilav the Bavloy, Kim and the Ochli, but they Rifto, Tav Shamikri Bos. They do eat their thick porridge with bread, so for them it's called a Tav Shal. The Karani, Sharklin, Benakias, they're very careful about how they eat. Roshadon and Nikdani, Shemadat. Those which are careful, types over there is referring to figuratively, they will they have a complaint against them in regards to this. It's cooked. It's farina. The chiti, belach with the chiti. Rav Chista, mibnei babel ha'yosha ya'oklan pas b'daisa. So he wants to know, do you eat the wheat one with the wheat bread or vice versa? Rav ate it with chasisi kemach shokloyus. He ate it with this, he made the porridge out of kloyus. At Parsa, Lake Parsa, Kedah Lechol Daisa. If you're invited for a Daisa, it's worth it to travel to Parsa. But meat is worth it to travel further. Psilah Shalaber, Shena Misachel. It's a block of lead which doesn't get digested. Behutza Beklipas ate. He took it, he used the bark like a spoon, like a just piece of bark to spoon it out. It's not normal to wipe off the piece of wood. They put it back into the bowl. the dirt under your fingernails. Balus fine mint anim shakoshalizako, type of a fig which digests, it's hard to digest. So slowly the body digests it. Moreover, Rabbi, she asked him, Baal Hara, you're a person who decides issues, at the same time, that he became a shikr, shenishtaker. He said to him, you look like, they make a lot of money on that, but I'm assuming that they're happy. He slept the gufa kankan, while you reveal the base of medrash kreish yeshu below. So he said, Chabad says, Balea, shalha yeshu bagabi karka. So it was worthwhile, they did work, it gave him elements of covet. Okay.